I can't believe Matt asked you to babysit his two daughters. I mean, you have been friends with him since elementary school. He's practically family. But still, he must be desperate for a babysitter to ask you. A man in his late 20s with no experience with children. Somehow these little girls think you're just the coolest. They always love when you come over with your dinosaur collection and let the girls play with them. I know you love being the cool dad's friend to his little family. But I was the one, the evil voice in your head, as you like to call me, your dark passenger, that nudged you to jerk off to pictures of his girls on his Facebook page and become obsessed with them. But geez, how could you not become obsessed with those perfect little underage girls? I still don't know which one I like best, the 9-year-old or the 6-year-old. They're both so perfect and precious. If Matt and his wife only knew, they would never let me near them. I've turned their little children into sexual objects, and boy, did we enjoy those recent summer vacation pics with the girls at the beach. I think you've jerked off to those little girls in bathing suits like the whole month of June. But we should be able to handle being around them, right? You don't want to cause any harm, ruin a friendship, go to jail, be labeled a creepy sex offender for the rest of our life. We got this. Besides, you can always go to the bathroom and jerk off if it gets too bad. Go check on the girls. They've been playing in their room for a while. They don't notice us standing here in the doorway. Just be still and quiet so we can purr for a bit. Fuck. Look at the way Alice is squatting down playing with that dollhouse. Get out your phone. Just do it. Zoom in on her crotch area with your camera. Don't be a pussy. We can snap a picture and jerk off later. Holy fuck. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for dressing them in tights, because little Alice is giving us a perfect view of her little 9-year-old cunny. Just fucking look at that. See the way her little lips protrude out? Fuck. And those damn thighs. God, they're so tiny. She's just so fucking sexy and she doesn't even know it. And goddamn little Amber, she's laying there on the ground on her belly, giving us a view of her little 6-year-old ass in tights. And what a tight little ass she has. Take a fucking picture of that, because we're definitely going to jerk off to what her little asshole might look like laid down like that. God, these little girls are just so perfect. I can't even comprehend what it would be like to live with those two cuties, constantly being teased and tortured by their perfect little underage bodies. Oh shit, they noticed us. Suggest you guys watch a movie. It is getting late. Just sit on the couch, act cool, and get through this movie. Hopefully they will go to sleep and we can go into the bathroom and jerk off to the pictures you took tonight. Won't it be so exciting to jerk off knowing they're right there in the next room? Oh, fuck. They're both sitting on each side of us and oh my God, they're cuddling up to you. Be cool, be cool. How the fuck are we supposed to be cool when Alice has her sexy little tiny leg propped up on your thigh and her fucking cunny is right there pressed against your thigh? Just ease your arm around her shoulder. There you go. God, her small frame fits so perfectly against you. And then we have Amber that just decided to lay her beautiful head right on your thigh, laying on her side. I mean, and in some fucked up world, do these girls know how obsessed we are? Are they intentionally teasing us? Just slide your arm against Amber's small back and be cool. Don't fuck this up. And screw this stupid movie. I mean, just look at these beautiful little girls curled up against you. Their perfect little bodies are right there in your hands and against your thighs. Just slightly move your hand down Alice's side. Fuck, your hand is on her waist. Oh my God, keep going. You know you want to. Just get to her hips. Nothing wrong with that. God, your whole hand covers up her itty bitty hip. Fuck, that just made her curl up against you more closely. Oh my God, she fucking loves it, doesn't she? Reach down, smell her light blonde hair. Fuck. Now slowly move your hand down Amber's back. That's right, slow and steady. Your heart is beating so fast and you're starting to sweat. Don't be too creepy. Don't fuck this up for us. These perfect little girls are in our hands. And look at your fucking hand on Amber's back. It's almost as big as her six-year-old back. Your hand is. Oh my God. Just stop right there at top of her tiny little ass. Oh no. Oh no. Alice just asked what's in your pants. Fuck. You fucked this up. Your hard cock is standing at full attention in your basketball shorts. I knew we should have worn jeans. Oh my fucking God. She won't give it a rest. God, now Amber's looking. Oh my God. They're both begging to know what's in your pants. And this erection is not going to go away because we have two girls begging to know what's inside of your pants. Oh my God, what do we do? Oh no. Look at Amber's sweet doll face. How can we say no to her? Just pull your cock out and show them. Yeah, just do it. Just do it. Yes. Yes, that's it. Tell them not to be scared. It's just part of your body. Oh my God, look at their fucking faces. They're amazed at your hard cock. Oh my God, this might be the first cock they've seen. Tell Alice and Amber it's okay to touch it if they want. You know you want to feel their little playful hands on your cock. Oh, fuck. Amber's fucking little fingers are on your cock and she's giggling. Now her big sister is joining in. Oh my God, that's right, little girls. Yes, feel a real man's cock. Yes, show them your balls. That's right. They'll love those. Holy fucking shit. Your child obsessions are playing with your fucking balls. What I really want is to grab their pretty little doll faces and throat rape them. Okay, fine. We'll be chill. Tell them to just kiss and lick your cock like it's a popsicle. It's just a fun little game. They're having fun with this so far. Why not get their little mouths on your cock? Oh my God. I think we're in heaven. Fuck. They're giggling and lightly moving their little underage mouths on your grown adult man cock. Oh, God. Fill up their bodies. Do it. They're distracted. That's right. That's right. No need to be gentle now. Just feel those little asses just like that. Fuck. They're so fucking firm and tiny. Oh my God, reach in their pants and really get a feel of those asses. Don't be a fucking pussy and just do it. Oh no, Alice didn't like that. Just tell her to shut up and keep playing the kissing game. Actually, you know what? Grab her little face. That's right. Grab her little face and push that little 9-year-old mouth around your cock. Do it. Force her fucking mouth on your cock. She's the one that started this. That's right. Harder. Jam her mouth on your fucking cock, pedophile. You know this is who you are, and I'm here to remind you, your dark passenger, you're a goddamn pedophile, and this was just inevitable. Raping these little girls. Throat raping little Alice. Oh, fuck. Tell Amber to take off her clothes while you continue using Alice's mouth. Be forceful since she won't fucking listen. Threaten her that she'll be in trouble with Daddy when he gets home if she doesn't. There we go. That worked. Fuck. Oh my God. Her body is more perfect than we imagined while jerking off to close pictures of her. Oh my God. Molest her now. Feel that perfect little pussy. Fuck, it's so smooth and bald. Put a finger inside and tell Alice to undress now. This little slit is the tightest hole you've ever felt. Fuck. Oh, there we go. Amber is undressed now. Bring her over here and finger that little preteen pussy. Oh, God, she's so fucking tight, too. This is who we are, okay? Pedophiles, child rapists, child molesters. It won't get better than this. You know it won't. Lay them down. That's right. Lay them down side by side on the floor. Kneel over them and feel up those perfect, smooth, delicate bodies. There you go. Yes, they're flat. Little chest. Oh, yes. Look at the fear in their eyes. Fuck, this makes your cock throb, doesn't it? Let's show them more then. Which one do you want to fuck first, huh? Alice? You always had a sweet spot for that little preteen. Go ahead. Slide between her legs and push the tip of your cock between those lips. Slide it up and down. There you go. Feel that underage cunt. Yes, now spread that little fuck hole open. Oh, God. The tip of your cock is barely fitting. Just push in more. Mold that little cunt for your pedo cock. You better start fingering little Amber's fuck hole to prepare for your cock. Oh, fuck, your cock isn't fitting, is it? Spit down onto her little slit. We're about to force her open. There you go. Now fucking push that cock in. Yes, you're in and fuck, she feels amazing. Now rape this little preteen and don't fucking hold back. Make her remember your cock. There you go. Fucking a 9-year-old like a fucking beast. Pumping furiously because fuck, she feels amazing, doesn't she? Fucking children is everything because you've never fucked a woman like this. Now pull her hips to your cock now and just fucking to her as hard as you fucking can. Oh my God, you're losing control inside this 9-year-old cunt, aren't you? Oh, you're making her little body convulse and shake from your hungry pedo cock. Oh God, take Amber now. Do it. We need more. Your cock needs to feel a tighter 6-year-old fuckhole because you know she's tighter. Yes, now feel and stroke with that 9-year-old cunt juice on your cock. Fuck. Spit on Amber's perfect little slit. Oh, there you go. Now take her. Force that cock in. Keep pushing. You just gotta stretch her a bit. Fuck, that little cunt is fighting against the width of your cock, isn't it? Just pull those hips up to your cock and pull her little body onto your cock. Yes, just like that. And fuck, did you feel that little pop? You're in there now. Now rape her little 6-year-old fuckhole and don't hold back. She's your little rape doll and these little girls were made for your pedo cock, weren't they? Yes, cover Amber's mouth because she's screaming a little bit too loud and then use her like a little fuckhole, like a fucking fleshlight. And God, their little fuckholes are pure perfection. Perfection for a grown man's cock, aren't they? So fucking tight, and you're making her hips just jam against your cock while you're violently and roughly raping a 6-year-old now. Get a few hard and deep thrusts before we cover them in a massive load. That's right. Pump into that molded little underage fuckhole. We're gonna come soon, aren't we? Get up and kneel over them and stroke out the biggest pedo load you'd ever had. Paint their little bodies with your cum. Your gift to them, pedo spunk. Ruin those perfect little bodies. Fuck, look at that. Rope after rope sprayed all over their flat little perfect bellies. God, you've never come that hard before, even when you've jerked to their pictures. Yes, now rub that sticky load into their sweet bodies all over their chest. Yes, now swipe some on their used fuck holes. There you go. Now get the fuck out of here. Now.